Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, grown-ups! We are incredibly grateful that our show is one of your family's podcast picks. In order to continue to make the type of content you'd like to hear, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd love if you could take a few minutes to complete it. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm.fm/kids. As a thank you, each participant will be entered to win a prize pack from one of the shows, including a prize pack from Go Kid Go. Thank you.
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome back for another episode of the Snoop and Sniffy Show. Before we crack on with today's mystery, I want to respond to a junior detective who wrote in with a lovely message and a couple of questions. 6-year-old Delilah told me that she's our biggest fan and wants to know how long Sniffy and I will be making episodes and if we have any new shows in the works. Well, Delilah, crime never sleeps, and so neither do we. Sniffy and I will be solving crimes and sharing our adventures with you every week for the foreseeable future. So keep on tuning in, and we'll keep on releasing episodes. Deal? And in terms of new shows, well, this is a super secret, but yes, Sniffy and I are working on a brand new show too. It will be announced in a couple of months, so stay tuned. And in the meantime, there are lots of other new shows on the Go Kid Go network you can check out, just like Drac, which I love. I hope that answers all of your questions, Delilah. And thanks for joining us on our cases. Now, back to the show. I'm Snoop, the top-notch dog detective here in Pflugerville. I came here from London to help train an eager young pup to be a dog detective. But all of you know this already.
Do they, Snoop?
They should, Sniffy. This is our 8th season, after all. If they decided to start listening to this episode first, then they might be confused. But I'm sure our listeners have been listening right from the beginning. Right, loyal fans?
And if not, go back 8 seasons and listen to them all. Every episode is such fun.
Ugh! I'm still trying to get the mud off my fur from our impromptu mud fight.
Wasn't that fun?
Yes, it was. But I don't like being dirty. I'm a clean sort of dog. And I'd like to keep my fur shiny and combed and dry. What the?
What are your thoughts on wet fur?
What just flew from the tree into that bird bath soaking me?
Ha ha! Whoopsie! Sorry about that, Snoop.
Fred the Squirrel.
I promise this time I have a good reason for appearing from the trees and crashing into a bird bath in front of you.
And that reason is?
I need your help. My Squirrel Scouts are missing.
Squirrel Scouts? What are those?
I decided to start leading a group of young, impressionable squirrels around the trees of Pflugerville in hopes of teaching them important lessons about the environment, survival, and nut gathering.
By Jove, Fred. What an excellent idea.
Yeah, it was going well and all, until I lost them.
Give us more details. Where exactly did you lose them?
Well, I decided the best way to teach them was to just throw them into the deep end. Or rather, into the Pflugerville woods.
The Pflugerville woods? But those woods are creepy and scary and creepy.
I know, but it seemed like a good idea at the time. all the Squirrel Scouts, including my nephew Frankie, were so excited. But then, when we were passing the mossy stone of misfortune, I turned around and the scouts were gone.
Have no fear, Fred. We will help you find them.
Oh, thank you so much.
I can sniff out anything. Do you have any items the scouts were wearing?
No. They're all wearing their uniforms. Ah, I'm such a bad scout leader. I'm just worried for my nephew and his friends. That's what I get for trying to be responsible.
Let's not break the nuts before they're cracked. A phrase that I'm using here because you are, in fact, a squirrel. We shall head to the Pflugerville Woods, and from there we shall find these lost squirrel scouts.
Here, take this map of the path we were going to take through the woods. You'll see right here is the mossy stone of misfortune where I lost them. Maybe they'll be around there.
Snoop and Sniffy won't let you down.
Thank you, Snoop. Thank you, Sniffy.
Snoop?
Yes, Sniffy?
What's our plan when we get into the woods?
To find the Squirrel Scouts.
Okay, great plan, I agree.
You weren't kidding. These woods are quite creepy. They remind me of the moors outside London, just with more trees.
Moors?
Yes, moors are lands with mossy shrubbery, rolling wet grasses. I spent a great deal of time in the moors as a young pup with my parents. I know how to navigate this type of terrain.
I believe it.
Tally-ho, young Sniffy. Sniff anything out?
Oh, very interesting. Scents I haven't smelled before.
Perhaps we should make our way to the mossy stone of misfortune. Here, on the map.
I really need to learn how to read maps.
Yes, it's quite a useful skill. Here's the compass rose that tells you which direction is north, south, east, or west.
Got it. So that way is north.
No, that's south.
Oh, I'm looking at it upside down.
Right you are. This way.
Why do you think this mossy stone is called the mossy stone of misfortune? I hope it's not because bad things happen near it.
We shall find out momentarily, as it should be just around this bend.
Oh, that is one ugly stone. I get it now.
Take a sniff, Sniffy. See if you can pick up the scent of squirrel scouts.
On it! Nothing here. Just moss and stones and dirt and... Oh, wait. I'm getting something different. Something that smells like nuts. Peanuts or almonds.
That sounds like the Squirrel Scouts. Which way does the scent go?
It's this way, to the west.
That's the east.
Okay, fine. Guess the skill I need to work on today is map reading. Well, come on, it's this way. I love having adventures with you, Snope.
Me too, Sniffy.
The woods aren't so scary, with a smart dog as a crime-fighting, squirrel-saving partner.
Couldn't agree more.
What was that?
Well, Sniffy, it appears to be the call of some large animal.
Could that be the ominous shadow just in front of us?
I would bet everything the large shadow in front of us made that sound. Yep, that appears to be a moose. A very mean-looking moose. Oh, dear.
Remember when I said these woods weren't so bad? I take that back.
He's coming this way! Run! I can't really talk right now because Sniffy and I are currently running away from a charging moose. Just another day on the Snoop and Sniffy show. Why don't you all check in with us a bit later when there's not a moose chasing us?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, phew, we're back. Sniffy and I are currently hiding in a log from a very large and very angry moose. I think we lost him. Did we lose him, Sniffy?
I can't tell. I'm too busy hiding.
I think he's gone. I don't hear any more moose bellows.
That was a close call, Snoop. Do you know where we are now?
In that mad dash of running, I didn't keep track of where we were going. So, no, I don't know where we are. Perhaps the map can help us. Pull out the map, Sniffy.
I don't have the map.
You don't?
No. Oh, no. Now we're lost in the woods, too. That mossy rock really is a mossy rock of misfortune.
Don't panic, my dear colleague. We are Snoop and Sniffy. We shall find a way out of here. First, let us get out of this log.
Ugh, whoops. Ran into this tree. Didn't see it there.
That's no tree. That is a moose. Run! Why do we keep running into that moose?
These woods should be called the Moose Woods, not the Pflugerville Woods.
Sniffy, I think we actually lost the moose this time.
Oh, I like this clearing. I can finally see the sun.
This day is turning into quite a disaster. We can't even seem to keep track of ourselves in these woods. So I'm starting to doubt if we can find these squirrel scouts.
I can't believe it.
What?
Snoop, the one, the only, the greatest dog detective ever, doubting himself. I thought I could always count on you to believe.
I
think it's time you get a lesson in being a dog detective, Snoop. Never give up on a case. There's always a way.
Right you are, Sniffy. I don't know how I could have doubted it. We will find our way out of these woods, and we will find the lost squirrel scouts.
Wow, I'm really good at pep talks.
That you are, and aha, I found a clue.
A clue, you say? Where?
The tiniest clue of all. A lone almond.
Can I eat it? I'm starving. I haven't eaten for probably 30 minutes.
No, you can't eat it, Sniffy. This is a clue. Why would a lone almond be in the middle of this clearing? Someone must have dropped it. And earlier, the scent trail you picked up on was that of a nut. Voila, l'amande. That's French for almond.
Genius.
Sniff away, dear lad, and we shall find these Squirrel Scouts.
Almonds are great, especially when it's made into almond butter. I've got the scent. It's this way. Yep, it continues on. Over here.
It's leading us out of the woods.
And into...
a field. An almond field.
Almonds for days.
The Squirrel Scouts must be somewhere in this field. They have a great sense of smell for nuts, so must have come this way. What was Fred's nephew's name again?
Was it Horace? No, that's not right. It was Frankie.
Frankie! I say, Frankie, come out, please. Your uncle is worried about you. Very interesting.
Wait a second. The trail continues on.
I see.
And if you really think about it, how could Frankie and the other Squirrel Scouts have dropped an almond in the clearing before coming into this field?
By Jove, Sniffy. You really are pretty smart.
I am?
Well, in this instance, yes, you are right. They came to this field first, then went into the clearing. There must be another scent trail in that clearing. Back to the woods.
Oh, do we have to? Can I have some more almonds?
Sure.
Yay!
Okay, let's go. We've almost solved this case.
Hopefully we don't run into that moose.
You just had to say that, didn't you?
Sorry.
We can't keep running from this moose. We need to see what his deal is.
Interesting. The moose smells like almonds. What a weird coincidence. Anywho, shall we run away?
What did you say, Sniffy?
Which part?
The moose smells like almonds.
Yep, sure does. Woof, big time almond fan, I guess.
Dear Snoop, what a fool you've been today. That answer was right in front of us the whole time.
It was? What answer?
The Lost Squirrel Scouts aren't lost. They are right here, with our dear moose enemy riding atop his back. Frankie the Squirrel, you get down here right now.
Hey, firstly, how did you see me all the way up there atop my moose friend? And two, how do you know my name?
We're dog detectives, young lad. We know many things, and your Uncle Fred sent us to find you and your friends. It wasn't very nice of you to run away from him and make him worry where you were.
Ugh. We didn't want to go in the woods and learn skills we don't need. Me and my friends just want to hang out in the park and collect nuts. Why can't we just do that?
That does sound like fun.
This moose, his name is Marshall. He said he'd give us rides around the woods. It was a lot of fun. We went to an almond field.
Well, it's time you and your friends come down and head back home. You've had your fun.
Oh, all right.
I see crashing into things is a family trait.
Bye, Marshall. Thanks for the rides around the woods.
This way. I know how to get out of here.
You won't tell my uncle that we ran away from him?
It is my duty as a detective and an upstanding citizen to do what is right.
Oh, shucks. Okay.
Frankie! Squirrel Scouts! You're safe! Phew. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to lose you.
You didn't lose us. We ran away.
What?
Yeah, we just want to hang out in the park and collect nuts. Though, I will say, we did find an almond field and had our fill.
I can't believe this, Frankie! I'm so upset, I... Did you say an almond field? Where?
We can show you.
Let's go!
Well, Sniffy, we did it. Solved another case. I almost gave up too. That's so out of character for me. But glad you were there to make sure I kept on.
That's great and all, Snoop, but can I go to the almond field with them? I'm hungry and almonds are my favorite kind of nut.
Oh, Sniffy, go on, you nut.
Fred, Frankie, Squirrel Scouts, wait up!
In every case, there will always be a difficult moment where it feels easier to give up. Today, I had such a moment. I'm not proud of it, but luckily, I had my partner Sniffy there to keep me going. And with his help, we found the Squirrel Scouts. If you've enjoyed today's episode, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now, time for me to have a bath and go to sleep. But remember, always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
A lot of people remember what they dream about when they go to sleep. But what if you discovered you could move between the world of dreams and real life? That's the story of Dream Breachers, where Evan wakes up on his 12th birthday and realizes that something he dreamed about that night had actually happened. Dream Breachers is a high-stakes sci-fi mystery adventure. And with the help of his friends, a reappearing stranger, and a mysterious organization called the Dream Academy, Evan will discover what it means to be a Dream Breacher. If that sounds like a dream to you, you are in luck, my friend. You can listen to Dream Breachers now, wherever you get your podcasts.